choice. Mm-hmm. Lacrosse this weekend, we got the Final Four in town. Maryland will take on Duke. That'll be Saturday at 6:30. The early game is Denver, which beat Hopkins, taking on Virginia. That's not all. You've got on Sunday the Division III final with Salisbury taking on Tufts. And the Maryland women are in the Final Four as well. They'll be playing Friday up at Stony Brook. So a lot to watch lacrosse-wise. Let's bring in the head coach of the Maryland lacrosse team. John Tillman joins us on the show. First year on the job, and he has Maryland in the Final Four. John, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you very much, guys. Great to be here.
Thanks for joining us on the program. Did you think that it would happen this quickly? Now, clearly you're taking over for Dave Cottle, and it's not like his team is full of chopped liver, but did you think you could get him in the Final Four so quickly?
Well, we knew we had a good group, and, you know, it's like having a band and having, you know, guys that could play the instruments pretty well. It was just a matter of could we get the guys to play together, and could we find the right music to play, and we really knew we had a group that was motivated, and as the year went along, I think we both got, on both sides, the coaches and the players, got to know each other, and I give the coaches a lot of credit. We've tweaked a lot of things that we like to do to try to fit the kids and what would work best from them, and sometimes we really had to step away from maybe our first option because we really respect our kids, and they're very motivated, and we respect what their feedback is, and their feedback has helped us put them in a position where they've been more comfortable and I think ultimately more successful.
Maryland head lacrosse coach John Tillman joins us. Coach, it's been 35 years since the Terps have won the title. I had no idea it was that long until we talked this morning. And you've got some real motivational factors now, family factors. The first one is two kids on the team, a legacy, that Travis Reed and Ryan Farrell, the dads were on the last championship team. Has this become a motivator for the team?
Well, it's something that we take a lot of strength from. You know, I think one of our greatest, I think assets to the program, if not the greatest, is our history, our tradition, and our alums. They've been playing lacrosse here very well for such a long time. And, you know, one of the things we tell recruits is, you know, the opportunity to play for a program with so much history and be part of something bigger than yourself. Mr. Farrell and Mr. Reed have won a championship. They were terrific players here. Interacting with our guys and saying even at this point what the championship or even just the relationships they have, the experience they had here, the memories they have, how important that's been to their life and just spending some time here and having a University of Maryland education. I think it has rubbed off on our guys, and the guys know what it means to be a Terp.
John Tillman, the head coach of the Maryland lacrosse team, joins us here on the Norris and Davis Show. John, I'm certain for parts of this year it's been a little tough for those that don't know and haven't seen. Coaches are wearing purple, the stick heads are purple, and that's because one of the players, Ryan Young, lost his mom to pancreatic cancer in April, just shortly before the ACC tournament, in which he scored the winning goal against Duke in the championship. Talk to us a little bit about the importance of the color purple for you guys and rallying around Ryan and what that has had to do in playing a role in your success.
Yeah, one of the when I got the job, I sent an email to all the parents, and one of the first emails I got was from Maria Young, and I had heard about her situation, but she sent me a very nice email and explained, you know, she felt like her time might be short, and she explained Ryan's situation and what she needed in terms of support for Ryan, and she just wanted to make sure her son was taken care of because she loved him so much. And that kind of typified what Maria Young was all about. They gave her 3 months to live, and she made it 3 years, and I think what really drove her was her desire to take care of her twin boys, Kevin, who plays at Duke, and Ryan, who's here. And, you know, she did everything she could possibly do to make sure those boys were looked after, taken care of, they got their education, doing the right things. She's just incredible. So, you know, when we felt like, and she expressed maybe the end was near the last month or so, it was obviously very, very difficult on Ryan, and I'm so proud of the way our guys in this university and our department rallied around Ryan and his family, and even the lacrosse community. Our parents, the people at the University of Maryland, our parents' organization has been tremendous supporting that family. And I think what came from that was Maria's desire to, you know, create more of an awareness to pancreatic cancer and her involvement with the Lustgarten Foundation. And we decided at one point to start wearing purple shirts, and that was the color of pancreatic cancer. And just as a show of support on our part, we wear them in warm-ups. Our kids wear them underneath their uniforms, and it's been amazing. Those shirts, people call and email all the time to try to get one of those shirts, and we hope that it's going to be a sea of purple and red this weekend, and I think this is a great opportunity for us to hopefully do what Maria Young wanted, was just, you know, create more of an awareness of this terrible disease and maybe do some things to help others. And that's the type of selfless person she was.
Wow. Maryland lacrosse coach John Tillman is our guest. Coach, got to ask, the trick play early in the tournament. Obviously, we played it over and over. I must have watched it 10 times that morning. ESPN played it over and over, whole segment on it. How much do you practice that, and actually, who calls that?
Well, I try to be as honest as I could possibly be, and I tell our kids they need to be too. So I'd love to take credit for it, but you know, Grant Catalino and Brian Farrell are really smart players, and they've been around this program for a while. Grant played in Canada the last two summers, and you know, when you're doing some substitution games and you're trying to get your offensive players on and the box across up in Canada, a lot of times you'll get to the ball to the wing and you'll have two guys run past each other, and that provides the opportunity to flip the ball from one guy to another. It also provides the opportunity to flip the ball and pretend that one guy gets it, and you know, both guys run away pretending to have it. What I thought made that unique was you had Brian Farrell, who is a defensive player, who was trying to sub off, and he put himself in that similar situation, and they ran by each other, and Brian, very calm and coolly, you know, sold that you know, he flipped the ball and pretended like he was subbing off. That was not something we practiced. It was not something I told them to do. It was something that those kids, with their, you know, very high lacrosse IQs and their skill sets, just made it happen. And it's a very, very safe play, because if they realize the one guy has it, all you have to do is step away and throw it, and they've figured it out. So the guys pulled it off, and I have a lot of faith and confidence in those guys. They're very good players, and they're very responsible.
Even a better story.
I'm just very curious about this. The fact that it was all over ESPN, it was in their top 10. They did a whole segment on trick plays. I'm dead serious about this. That can't hurt you in recruiting, the fact that your program got that much attention on SportsCenter.
Well, I think it's great for our university, and obviously, you know, it's exciting to have our young guys on ESPN. I think it's a little bit of a thrill and something they'll think about a long time from now. The hardest part for us was, you know, what we wanted to do was make sure that, you know, the kids kind of got past it. The most important thing for us was to win that game, and we pride ourselves, and I think Gary Williams has done an awesome job of being a coach here, but showing some of the other coaches the way. To be successful at the University of Maryland, you know, you got to be a hard-working team. You got to be tough. You got to be selfless. You got to work hard. And what got lost, I felt like, after a while, was maybe people saw us as a gimmicky team. And there were a lot of guys that dove and picked up tough ground balls, that sacrificed and to help win that game. And the fake flip was getting more attention than what we believe in as a program. So I just wanted to make sure that, listen, the accolades for the kids were great, but I also wanted to make sure that the things that we value, our ethos, didn't get lost in all this, because we can only win if we are mentally, physically tough, and we play hard, and we play like Terps.
Good deal. John, good luck this weekend against Duke, and hopefully you'll be in the championship on Monday.
Well, we hope a lot of folks come out and support. We would love to have their support. We need them. It would be a big thrill for those guys to see a lot of Maryland residents out there. We're going to play hard for this whole state.
It's John Tillman, head coach at Maryland, joining us here on the program. First year on the job. Thank you, John, so much.